Wendy, good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
So to start off with, are there existing homes featuring designs that actually do keep the heat outside?
Yes, there are. There are quite a number of homes around Australia where either individual homeowners or builders or architects have really examined what the local environment is and built a home that responds really well to that. Unfortunately, that type of house is not the norm. So typically Australians think that you either have an air-conditioned comfortable house or a non-air-conditioned uncomfortable house when you get to hot weather.
And so how effective are those homes at keeping out heat? I mean, as you said, I guess the division that we tend to think of is air-conditioned or non-air-conditioned.
That depends on the specific houses and specific climates. I can speak for my own house that when it was 36.5 degrees outside on Saturday afternoon, the maximum temperature it got inside was 29 for a short period of time. I understand, however, though, that the further west you go where your heat waves are more prolonged for longer number of days, and also when the overnight temperatures don't drop down, it gets harder and harder to produce a house that doesn't require some form of conditioning as well as good design.
And so you've spoken as well about government action and this being quite difficult due to division of power and overseeing consumer protection. For those of us who haven't maybe been keeping quite so up to date on that, would you be able to explain the situation there?
The general feeling, I think, or expectation of the general public is that housing regulations are there to keep you safe. So if, for example, when anyone builds a house, it has to meet certain wind ratings, depending on, you know, whether you're in a cyclone area or a high wind area. You have to meet certain structural requirements to make sure the building doesn't fall down. So all of those things in the building regulations are essentially, this house will be safe under these conditions. But when it comes to the internal temperatures of houses, the regulations don't approach the problem in the same way. So by having a house with a certain star rating, and it's meant to be roughly around Australia a 6-star rating out of 10, that does not mean that you will have comfortable temperatures in the house. The way those regulations have been determined is that at a particular point in time, so let's say in 2009 was the last assessment, what will be the cost of putting extra insulation in your house to improve the temperatures, compared to what is the price of electricity at the time to run an air conditioner, for example. So it's that cost analysis that is done at a particular point in time that determines what energy efficiency rating they decide to put in the regulation. And as we all know, the price of electricity has really jumped up tremendously since 2009.
Yeah.
The ability to rely on air conditioning during heat weather has been called into question. And increasingly, building materials and options that are available for making your house more comfortable continually change as well. So our regulations need to keep abreast of that and not give people the impression that the star rating is creating a comfortable or a safe house, as it implies for wind ratings or cyclone protection, for example.
So do you think that there's any chance that these star ratings will be reformed or at least looked into any time in the future?
There's certainly the building regulations are due for a change in 2019. So a lot of work is currently being done regarding what those changes should be. I can't say what they will be. My personal preference, based on the physics of how heat gets into houses, is that we need to make the minimum rating much, much higher than the current 6 stars. We can't stop the physics effect on housing. In the past, the housing industry in particular has lobbied against increasing the regulations for houses. And some of the concerns are valid in that they're concerned that it will increase the cost of housing. But at the moment, the cost of dealing with heat waves is being carried by lots of people and is not included in the cost of the house. So I think we need to find ways of tackling affordability while not continuing to create unhealthy and unsafe homes in our changing climate.
It is definitely one that we're going to have to keep an eye on. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries, Tess. I hope you have some relief from the heat as our cold change has just come through southeast Queensland late last night, so it's a beautiful day here.
Oh, we are very, very much looking forward to the cooler weather coming down and reaching us. Thanks so much.
Okay, no worries. Thanks, Tess.